I've got something to tell you, but I'm afraid that it's just a cliché.
I know. I'm sorry. The first sentence is always cliché.
Well, it's either cliché or it's some variation of hi, or hey babe, or what's up? Because somehow I've always just arrived wherever you are. All the best conversations have to happen the moment that I walk in the door. Again, I'm sorry. But now that I'm here, you can't ask me where I've been because it's not plot relevant. Also, I do need to explain our relationship to you, even though you likely already know that you're my friend, or my co-worker, or roommate, or sister, or whatever else. Okay, great. Now that's done, I need to say something to establish sexual tension, and to imply that I'm kind of attracted to you, without mentioning anything too specific about your physical appearance. Oh, yeah, I thought you'd like hearing that. I also feel impelled to tell you that you're kind and compassionate, and you have so many wonderful qualities that all just happen to be generic traits that pretty much everyone has. I am very kind-hearted, I know. Okay, now, you say something. Great. Let me just repeat what you said back to you as though you can't hear the sound of your own voice and you have specific conversational memory loss. Now I can agree with whatever you just said. Isn't that nice? Okay, now let me ask you something. There we go. Thanks. Just give me a second to say something that implies that your answer was some variation of yes. Good. Good. I'm glad that we've established those things. Now that we have, I can tell you something that I normally wouldn't say until we've had a much longer conversation. You know, not like 3 minutes in. But that I also apparently need to say right this moment so that nobody gets bored. Really bold suggestion that we get together. Aww, you're so cute when you agree with my far too sexually explicit non sequiturs. It really makes me want to kiss you while explaining to you that I'm kissing you. Oh, you also want to be kissed? Okay, I will kiss you at this exact time. Now, I'll tell you that your lips taste good, to imply that I'm done kissing you. And I would call you cute again too, but I'm terrified that you'll judge me for using the same adjective twice in a row. But luckily, I perused a thesaurus prior to confessing my love to you tonight, even though I didn't know that this chance encounter would be happening. Isn't that convenient? Anyway, I hope you don't mind if I call you pleasant instead. After all, pleasant is a word that's easily associated with any gender identity, so I thought you'd like that one, since we haven't established gender. Yes, you are a most pleasant person. This makes me want to do sexual things with you. And it's quite clear that our sexy time can't wait because of some hidden passion that we both have for each other, but that neither of us have felt the need to mention until just a few moments ago. Good thing that we're also both somehow wearing pretty sexy clothes, despite not preparing at all for this encounter that we had no idea might happen. Who knew? Also, I must say, it's a bit of a fetish of mine to describe where we are in relation to each other. So I hope that you don't mind me telling you that you feel so good wrapped up in my arms, with your shoulders touching mine, your body facing south while my body faces north, your head slightly tilted southeast and mine turned towards northwest. I would actually quite like to hold you like this for longer, but we'll clearly become bored if we spend more than 3 sentences thinking about any one action. So, to save that boredom or impatience, let me move on to kissing different parts of your body. I'll name each body part before I kiss it, so that you also have the opportunity to learn some basic anatomy. In case you didn't know, this is your ear. And this is your mouth. And this is your scapula. And my favourite, your clavicle. I learned that one from an Alkaline Trio song. I hope that was informative. I think I'm supposed to say something seductive now. Let's see. I can teach you more about anatomy if you take off your clothes. Great. I'm glad that that line worked on you despite being awful. You're a very agreeable person. You know that? Hey, I do mean it. I did say it in part to make you more aroused, but I also know that it's true. You're a really great person, even if that is a very generic compliment that could apply to anybody, okay? Great. It's definitely very convenient that you agree with me, because otherwise we would have had to delay sexual gratification. Anyway, let's not dwell on this, because we're clearly both sexually restless. Let me help you take your clothes off. But wait a second. Let me name the specific item of clothing that I want to help you remove, otherwise we might get confused. There. Doesn't that make it easier? Good. Wow. Look at how lucky we are. None of our clasps or zippers even got stuck, and our socks came right off with our tight jeans without getting caught. It's almost like this isn't real life. Guess we're just experts at removing clothing. Now, let's lie down together. Oh, do you mind if I describe our exact configuration again? As I said, it's kind of a thing of mine. Oh, you're looking so lovely laying underneath me while my legs straddle your body and my toes remain pointed at a 45 degree angle. Now, I think we should engage in some foreplay. Would you like another anatomy lesson? Excellent. This is your sternum and your serratus anterior and your iliac crest. Okay, I think that's enough anatomy. Let us now engage in sexual activity without taking any precautions or checking in about safety, because it's evidently too awkward to write those lines in, even in an audio where I just spoke about kissing your iliac crest. Good, yes. You're also wet or hard and ready for sex at the exact same time that I am. I'll now either use the word pussy or the word cock in a bunch of sentences in a row, but don't worry, I'll switch to either cunt or dick before you grow bored of my limited diction. Heck, I might even throw a vagina or a penis in there if you want me to kiss your sternocleidomastoid again. I'm so glad that you find this acceptable. I'll now engage in a lot of vague moaning to imply that I'm getting aroused. Please stand by. Oh. Baby, you feel so good. Oh. I'm getting so close, even though it's only been about 45 seconds. Oh, fuck me harder, baby. I won't say how, because it might not match your body quite right, and then it might pull you out of this incredibly erotic moment. Oh, I'm almost there. And this would be the point where I would orgasm if this entire script wasn't completely ridiculous. So instead, I'll just fake it for a couple of seconds, and you can do whatever you want. Yes! Thank you, darling. That was excellent. I would say more, but I think this scene should end now because I'm tired. And I've carried this joke about as far as it can go. I'm so glad that you once again conveniently agree. You really are pleasant. Good night, love.